Are you ready?
I suppose that I am.
And everybody, hello and welcome to Popcorn Culture. My name is Ben Carlin and I am your host. Here with me today is my brother Jay, who will be in every episode.
I'm back. I'm surprised you're back, Ben, because you've spent the last like half hour on the roof in a lightning storm trying to identify AC units.
AC units, yes indeed. So, I think we've even discussed this before, but like one of the shortcomings of what is otherwise basically the perfect office space, we have a third floor walk-up. Mm-hmm. Which just means that every single day as everybody in the office arrives, there's always kind of this moment where it's like, hey, what's going on? And then, you know, you sort of make eye contact and they're like, you know, breathing kind of heavy and you're like, we'll continue when you caught your breath.
From the stairs.
Then the other one is that it just so happens to be the case that where we shoot our Super Carlin Brothers videos, there is an air conditioning unit directly above our heads.
Yeah.
That is as old as time itself.
Yes.
And it is just loud and incredibly vibrate-y. And this is my personality in a nutshell, is that it's like, it's pretty much the only thing I don't like about the office is how loud the air conditioning unit is, because it's this odd problem where this vibration noise we can't make go away because it just belonged, what we thought, to another tenant in our building. And so we don't have the ability to go and be like, hey, can you not use your air conditioning? Because we're trying to film a video over here. Like, you know, that's not okay.
Not okay.
But you know, it was just seemingly always on and it's really loud. And you know, so it's like, it's going into the ears of people all over the actual world.
I know, right? Like, it's so like out, the AC unit on our building has been heard by hundreds of thousands of people.
Yes. Yes. I mean, and it's like no exaggeration. That is just simply true.
Yeah.
And so it's been this big long thing forever. And it almost to the point where I was like, well, we should probably just change offices because there's nothing we can do about the air conditioning problem. Like, we can't make the hum go away. And I mean, it's funny too, because like there's plenty of software inside of, you know, the editing things that we use that can eliminate specific sounds, especially if they're static. That's what you would refer to as room tone.
Yeah.
So typically, like before you started filming, you could just sit there quiet, let the microphones pick up whatever room tone is. The editors can identify those sound waves and basically ask the software to remove them.
Yeah.
The issue and the reason why that wasn't an option for what we're working with now is because the home that was being made was of similar enough sound to our own voices.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, you know, if you can imagine me just making that is bass sound for my speaking sounds.
Right.
So if you eliminate it, all of a sudden you're cutting off parts of my own and your own delivery
voice
of words. Yes, like your parts of your voice then start going missing, and so you can't do that either.
It's
like
exactly
there's nowhere to send it. So finally, at last long, I contacted the landlords and stuff, and I was like, is there anything we can do about this? Like, we'll help pay for it. Like, it's just, you know, because when you think about the expense of even like moving, it's like that's going to cost way more than
right. Like, do we need to buy a new AC unit? Like, we'll chip in.
It's like, yeah, so yeah, I mean, literally what you're talking about doing is fixing someone else's air conditioner in the name of making the noise go away,
right?
Like the upgrade, that if you want to call it that we would be making to our set is fixing someone else's air conditioner.
Right.
So we've been through this whole rigmarole. It's been a whole thing. Earlier this week, they were supposed to arrive and use a crane from the street to drop the new air conditioning unit that they were going to replace onto the roof.
Oh, I did not know that.
No, you didn't know that?
No. Yeah,
they were going to be here at 6 in the morning with a crane to put the thing on the roof.
Wow.
It got canceled because it was raining, like flood level rains this week.
It's been raining like crazy this week.
Like, you might even be able to hear it right now.
You probably can. It's raining right now.
There's, you know, but it's like when I think about people the world over hearing like Mother Nature, I have no issue with it. Like, not that I have no issue with it. It's just, I feel like I know that anybody listening knows that we can't do anything about
it. We can't stop the rain.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe you can fix an air conditioner. So anyway, that was supposed to happen. It got canceled because of the rain. And then the guys came out on a different day. They were going to drain all the Freon, which is what makes air conditionings cold, from the unit. Mm-hmm. They got up there and they're like, there's nothing wrong with this air conditioner. Turned out we were going to almost accidentally replace the wrong one because we couldn't figure out whose air conditioner
it was. I was about to make a joke about rain just being like, well, it's an act of God, so people have to deal with that. But now maybe it was.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Right? Exactly.
Like, no, boys, you almost made a big mistake.
Yes, it almost cost you a whole bunch of money to replace a completely functional air conditioner. So then, you know, we're going through this whole thing, and our landlord lives like in the Midwest somewhere, like in Colorado. I don't know where it is. Far away from here, so he's not able to be on the ground. But him and his wife are very nice people. You know, they don't run like a mega building, you know, 400 units. It's like there's five of us total.
Right.
So everybody's very jovial. Everybody's very nice. They're very caring. They just bought the building, retired to Colorado, what have you. So he's called me like 100 times, and I think he's got like an engineering mindset, and he's like desperately trying to figure out like what's wrong, and I think it's keeping him awake up at night.
Was that AC unit in Roanoke?
Like, I can't figure out how to fix it for them. So he's like, if you've got a few minutes, can we just like troubleshoot this together? And I was like, absolutely. Like, let's do that. Of course, he doesn't know that it's like the middle of a lightning storm here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? We're all on the phone. All the people are here right now. We have the ability to do it. Like, you're on the phone with me running up and down the stairs, mm-hmm. doing all sorts of stuff, turning this one on, turning that one off. I'm literally looking up at like spider webbing lightning. I've got a cardboard box on my head as an umbrella. I'm like, this is how we're fixing the hum. This is how I die.
But everyone's here right now, and it's happening.
And it's happening. Yes, we're not giving up. We are going to go through this. And then at one point in time, the lightning and the rain got so bad that I sprinted across the roof over to our rooftop door, and in the process, I accidentally kicked one of our skylights with the inside of my foot, and it was like one of those surges of pain that like it radiated through my leg and made me want to, and I kid you not, barf.
Wow.
Like, it was just like the pain right now. I'm like, what did I just do to my foot?
Boy, it's crazy what just a sound can make you do, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we're going through all this only to discover that a couple of years ago, we had a tenant below us move out of a space, and we were able to acquire the space. And that is where we shoot Through the Gryffindor, the podcast. It's like where that set is. And all I can think is that, like, because there's units below us and above us, that the peripheral air conditioning was doing sufficient work to regulate this middle floor office. But in the meantime, I believe we have just had a faulty air conditioner at our disposal that we could have turned off at any point in time, attempting to cool this room that we were in direct possession of.
Right.
And it wasn't working. And so we went through everything, and I think we now have it officially figured out, and hopefully they're going to replace it and the hum will be gone forever. And when we shoot Gryffindor, we're going to be like climate controlled.
Hey, what do you know?
I know.
It was like 80 degrees earlier this week when we were shooting Gryffindor.
It was.
It was like the longest episode we'd ever done. And like, I was plumb exhausted.
It was the longest episode we've ever done. And about like an hour and 20 minutes into it, we realized that we ran our memory card over.
Yeah.
And we had to go back like five pages in the book. And
the trials of being YouTubers, guys.
Oh my gosh. It has been a week.
It's been a week. And then it's like, it's also one of those weeks where you're like trying to do a bunch of extra work, because next week we're actually going to be in Universal. So I say next week, we're recording this a week early. So by the time you're listening to it, we'll have just gotten back from Universal.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh my God. What a time we had.
Oh man, I really enjoyed that one thing.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Right?
The animatronics. Woo! Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have the invitation to Epic Universe, the new park that's opening down at Universal. I am so excited about this one. Like, I think after the whirlwind trip to Japan, this feels like a literal, like, walk in
the
park.
It's like a vacation. We're going to Florida, you know? We've been there so many times now.
We're going somewhere we know well. It's something we love. We're getting early access. We're going to get to see the Super Nintendo world. We're going to get to see How to Train Your Dragon, Harry Potter, apparently some horror stuff, which I'm sure will scare the pants off of me, but we're going to do it.
We're going to do it. We're going to do everything. It's going to be, I cannot wait. It's going to be so fun.
Dare I say it might be epic.
Epic universe. Ba-ba-ba-bam.
Ba-ba-ba-bam. Yeah. So anyway, that's next week. That's next week.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jay, so what's the latest otherwise? That's the rundown. Now that we've spent the first 10 minutes of the episode discussing air conditioners.
Well, I'll tell you what. And stop me if I've already talked about this, but I had a different home situation in my own home.
No. Oh, wait. Yes, you did. The refrigerator?
The refrigerator.
Yes. I believe that we talked about the refrigerator and how it was making you feel your feelings.
It was. It was driving me crazy. Like, because this happens all the time. In my house, is one of the kids will go to the garage for something and they will not close the door when they come back in.
Ugh.
And it's like, I closed that door probably like 20 times a day and be like, how can you guys possibly need more things from the garage?
Right.
But every single time it was open, you just hear the, you know, like a helicopter was taking off from the garage.
Right.
Like, dad came over and he was like, I'm worried about, like, I'm afraid your garage is going to catch on fire. And I was like, fire? It's a fridge. Come on.
Fridges can't catch on.
Fridges are cold.
Can they?
Can they? But so my whole plan had originally been like, you know what, this is a great excuse to get a brand new fridge in the kitchen, right? Like, and then I'll just move the kitchen fridge to the garage and that'll be that.
Boom, bam. Take the other one out into the backyard and beat it with a baseball bat.
Yes. Boom, bam. But buying a new, if you're buying a new fridge for the kitchen, that's a much more permanent purchase, you know?
It's really like one of those things. It's like, I mean, it's the reason why like kitchens and bathrooms are like the things you're supposed to renovate in a house. It's because they are the things you put hands on. So it's like, it's not just like any old thing that you decide on. It's like your relationship with your fridge is like oddly personal.
Yeah. So. Right. And so like we happened to be at Lowe's one day. We were looking at different fridges and it was sort of like, yeah, these are good. These are good. We were looking around and it was like nothing really like stood out to us. But in the meantime, the hum is just getting like the vibrations are just getting worse and worse from the outside fridge. And I finally just got completely fed up with this. Like, you know what? I'm trying to like have this elegant, like win-win like workaround situation where I get to keep my old good fridge and I get to put like now I have like a really upgraded garage fridge that'll be nice.
Which
and I'll have
nice,
a nice one in the kitchen. But you know what? To get the kind of fridge you want, it's just like way more of an investment than I want to do right now. And in the meantime, I can go on Facebook Marketplace. And this was another thing. I was like, it was more like act of God situation. I was like, I'm just gonna look on Facebook Marketplace and see just like what's there, you know? And literally the very first result was like, it was like, you know, $100-$120 will deliver. And
I've done that before as well, where it's like you're worried it's going to be like hard to move the product. And so it's like, I'll bring it to you if that helps.
Yes.
Not everybody has a truck.
Yeah. They're like, we'll deliver if it's in Roanoke for like an extra $20. And I was like, this is exactly. And like the description was works like it's supposed to. And I was like, that is literally all I needed to hear. I am sold. Bring it to me tomorrow. And like 2 days later, I had a new fridge out of the garage. It is silent. It keeps things cold and the hum is gone. And oh my gosh, what a relief.
What a relief. What did you do with the other fridge?
This was another thing. Okay. The very first time that we ever brought my wife, Beth, up to Vermont.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how we spent the first 30 minutes we were there? The first hour we were there?
Was it getting rid of an old fridge?
It was getting rid of an old fridge.
As you do at camp.
As you do.
What is vacation if not mild labor?
If not mild labor over pointless tasks that Grandpa Jack says you need to do now.
Jay, I am so afraid to tell you that I am becoming that person so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have two vacations planned for this summer, and part of me is debating on bringing projects with me that I can do.
What kind of projects are you going to bring with you?
Maybe install some new speakers in my truck or something, you know? Like,
you're going to bring... You would do... Why would you bring it? Why not just do it at your house?
Because when do you have time?
But...
And I love it.
Where are you going that you're going to be installing speakers in your truck on vacation?
I don't know. The lake? The beach?
No, you're not. I don't believe you.
Does it upset you to imagine?
It does.
I was thinking about painting the people's dock or giving it a fresh coat of stain.
Yeah, yeah.
I am joking about that one.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to install speakers in your truck on your vacation, that's how you do it. I feel like your wife might have more of an issue with that than me.
It's possible.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know how I watch a lot of the Outdoor Boys YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has this whole playlist where he's got this like abandoned homestead. It's like every time he's out there, he's like tinkering with it, and like something else is like caught on fire or exploded,
right?
Or, you know, like the
such is a house that's just left to the wilderness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like the road sank into the earth, but somehow there was like just other earth to be put on top of it. Who knows,
right?
But it's like he's like him going out there to like enjoy himself is largely fixing things.
Yeah,
yeah. And I'm like, dang it, is that me? Why do I shoot?
Is now, this what I want?
Now I see what Grandpa Jack was on about.
Yeah.
He couldn't wait to get rid of that fridge.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he could not wait to get rid of that fridge. But yes, after hearing about camp for years from the rest of the family, the day finally came when we were going to bring Beth up there. And she made the long and arduous 12-hour drive. Probably we stopped at Grandma and Grandpa's first.
Most likely,
I had to guess. Yeah. But maybe not. I don't totally remember. But we finally get there. You know, you get out of the car, you're like, all right, let's have some lake time fun. Let's have a beer. Let's get in the boat. Let's, you know, do anything except get rid of a fridge.
Yeah.
But that's what we needed to do, apparently, first. Apparently, me and Beth needed to come. I don't know what we need. I don't even know why we went on this. But it was just sort of like, what?
You were not like, you weren't like getting in the power stance and helping like huck the fridge in the back of the vehicle or anything?
I mean, maybe that's why they needed me. Maybe me and Dad are the ones who had to get out and physically lift the fridge for muscle reasons.
For muscles. Yeah.
But I mean, we had been there less than 20 minutes and Grandpa's like, oh, we got to get rid of the fridge and we can't just take it to the dump. We got to take it to a special dump where you can get rid of things that have Freon in them.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a little past here. You know, the spot where old Greg Smoky Butts lives and, you know, whatever, you know.
Old Greg Smoky Butts. That's the name you came up with.
I know. I was trying to think of a grandpa name, but I could not get one. Yeah, I was trying to think of him like John. You remember Greg Smoky Butts?
Greg Smoky Butts.
Yeah, he was the one who used to do the thing. Well, his son, he used to be a pilot. Anyway, you'd have heard about that for about 10 minutes. It's like 14 minutes past that.
Right. Okay.
On the left,
it's 14 minutes past the story about Greg Smoky Butts.
Exactly. We loaded up the fridge and we drove I want to say it was like an hour to the landfill or wherever you get rid of fridges in Vermont. I don't know.
It didn't take an hour. It just felt like an hour.
I don't know.
That's you know what? It felt like an hour and was an hour.
It took longer than it needed to for it to be the first thing we were doing.
Sure.
And because we got rid of it. But so then I was like, but because of that experience has been another halting experience on my garage problem.
So, I mean, because you knew that Beth was going to be so jazzed about new old fridge disposal that you weren't going to get anything else done in your garden that you wanted to do. She was going to be like, heck no, we're going to go do this fridge disposal.
No, because I was like, okay, I can get a new fridge. That's fine.
Yeah.
But the act of getting rid of the old fridge, that's going to be the obstacle no one's thinking about.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Right? You know, like I don't have a truck, so I'm either going to have to commission Ben to come get this and not just take it to the dump, but figure out where you get rid of fridges in Roanoke. I don't know where that is.
It's down the road past Greg Smoky Butts.
Down Greg Smoky Butts Road. Okay. You know him.
You know him. You love him.
From his son.
The pilot.
The pilot.
Too bad about his sister.
Too bad about his sister. Yeah, really. I know. Yeah. That's so good. Yeah. I'm just like, I was honestly stressing about it because of this experience in Vermont where it was just like, apparently getting rid of fridges requires a special trip to a special place. And I'm like, what if that place doesn't exist in Roanoke? Like, I've also got a bunch of like paint cans and stuff or like old like wood polishes and things in my garage that are just left over from the other people. And
from
I'm
other,
like,
other vacations where you were fixing up that,
yeah, you know, deck. From my other, yeah, exactly. From the people who used to live in my house before me and they're just like left there. I'm like, I don't need these. I want to get rid of them, but I don't think paint's the kind of thing you can just put in the The garbage can.
You're not supposed. It's supposed to be a special pickup. Or
exactly.
Something.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like a special pickup or something. Part of me is just like, yeah, but what if I just put them in the garbage can? Like, I know you're not supposed to, but like, what if I just do? You know,
maybe someone out there knows.
I know. Yeah. Am I going to get in trouble? Are they going to be like, "Whoa, what's this nonsense? You weren't supposed to do this."
I always wonder about that. Like, you know, like if there's like an X-ray machine, you know, like how when you go to the airport and they like take all your luggage through those like machines that can see what's inside.
Yeah.
I always imagine like, what if the garbage truck has that same thing and it goes to like lift the arm up and like dumps it in there. And it's like, now, wait a second.
I'm not even afraid of that. I am positive that if I just put them in the garbage can and put the garbage can by the side of the road, it would come by, it would use its big like arm thing and grab it and dump it in the back. And that would be it.
You're positive that if you threw something in your trash can, it would be disposed of the way that it always is?
Exactly. Okay. What I'm less positive of is if there's a reason that all these things are supposed to be disposed of in a more proper way, that like, is the act of being in the back of the garbage truck, is it going to get like compressed or crunched or something, and like certain, you know, like gases or chemicals will mix and there will be like a fire on the garbage truck?
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow. Okay. So maybe it's genetic. So dad comes over and he's afraid that fridges, which keep things cold, is going to catch on fire.
Yeah.
Unlikely. And you're afraid of garbage truck fires.
Right, exactly. I'm like, why must they be disposed of in a special way if not for a dangerous reason?
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, actually, you know what else I learned about?
I'm like hearing myself say it, like, I know it sounds ridiculous.
I mean, it's just like a giant like metal drum. So like in my head, I'm like, I feel like sparks must happen inside of that thing. Like they must.
Right.
But like one of the things I've learned is that like propane tanks, for example, have copper fittings specifically because, or brass fittings, I believe, because brass does not spark.
Ah.
Yeah. Which is just like a little anecdote aside for you.
Right.
But not everything inside of everybody's trash ever. Like, what if somebody threw away a perfectly good pair of matches and like one of them slid and then like fell outside of the box and then got like brushed up again sideways, like whoosh.
Well, matches aren't like a liquid chemical that's releasing a bunch of gases, you know?
I know. But I mean, like, if you've poured all this other stuff in there, highly flammable all of a sudden.
Exactly.
Like, now I'm starting to see the dangers.
Right, yeah. It's a single spark, right? Who's to say?
Right.
So anyway.
They call that the Katniss paradox.
Would you, if you had these like old paint
pans of paint,
cans of paint and polish and random liquids in metal cans from people who live there, would you just throw them away? What would you do? You must have these in your house.
I do have them. Yeah. There's that one shelf.
Everyone has them.
Yeah. Because they're like, surely you're going to want to paint that room the same color teal.
Right. You're going to need to do a patch job and you won't know the paint and we'll have the paint or whatever.
We'll have the paint. Yeah. It's a good question. I know about the dangerous chemicals pickup. And so I suspect because there's like a large pile of these in my basement over in that one corner that I would just like do the pickup once and have them come and take everything.
But you know of a pickup.
There is a pickup that you can call on like the county website.
Well, you live in the city and I live in the county. Maybe it's different.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, I mean, they must be.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Drive across state lines, you know. Sorry, large jurisdiction. We don't really handle the county.
Hello, West Virginia. Enjoy all my trash.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man. So, well, that's what the people of Roanoke County apparently do, is they all travel to nearby states.
Nearby states.
For the more friendly dumping zones.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, anyway, all of that to say, I basically looked up, will bulk pickup, which I do understand and comes every couple of weeks.
Sure.
Will they take fridges? And the answer was yes. And I was like, ha, problem solved. Take that, grandpa. I'm going to go roll this fridge down the hill, put it by the side of the road. And when I come home, it better be gone.
It better be gone.
And guess what? It was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now the real question, though, is because we have, I think in How I Met Your Mother, there's like a magic curb where like whenever they need like something to go away, they just like, they like take the barrel outside and they set it on the curb and then like they never witness it, but somebody comes and takes it.
Right.
We have one of these in our neighborhood.
Oh, you do?
Yes. And so like,
can I bring my paint cans there?
No.
Oh man.
It's within eye line of my own personal house. And so I don't want all that, you know.
You'll never know.
Take it where it belongs across state lines.
Yeah.
I'm of course joking. But there we've taken all sorts of stuff out there, and it is remarkable to me what stuff people will just come and like pick up and take away.
Right.
You're like, really? Like someone else was able to get like good use. Like, and usually it makes me very happy because
right.
I'm like, it's not gone for good.
It's not gone. It's been upcycled, you know?
Yeah. Somebody just found a new way to love that thing. And I forgot where I was going. Oh, but what I was going to say though is you may now think you have the knowledge that like, it's like, no, like if you have a fridge, no big, go throw it on your curb, bulk pickup. They will take it. But like, what if somebody else just came along and was like, free fridge? Heck yeah.
Well, you're right. Maybe that happened too. And if that happened, I mean, that they are going to understand quickly why it was gone. They're going to be like, I guarantee they like picked it up. They were like, perfectly good fridge.
Perfectly good fridge.
Yeah. Everything seems to be working order here. What's going on?
There's also something kind of nice about like your garage beer fridge being kind of junky.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you know this, but speaking of grandma and grandpa, they have this one fridge that I think was built around the same time as the air conditioning unit.
I am very familiar with this fridge.
They keep it shut with a bungee cord.
I know.
Yeah. And it's like there's a part of me that's like, I really like that fridge.
I mean,
a good fridge.
I don't know why garage fridges and basement fridges have to be really janky.
Yeah.
But they certainly do. That does seem to be the way of it.
It does seem to be, because I think everybody kind of does the same thing where they're like, it's like, I don't want to get rid of this thing. Like, I mean, it still works the way it should.
Right. Yeah.
You know, does what it's supposed to, as it said in the listing.
Exactly.
But no, so now what I'm thinking is funny is like, it would be hilarious if you came to discover it like a community picnic or something. They're like, dude, I was driving by your house one day, picked up the fridge you had out there on the curb, and then I plugged it and I was like, oh wow, this thing's really loud. So I went and like, you know, put it on my curb.
Right. This fridge is plaguing everyone in the neighborhood.
The sisterhood of the traveling fridge.
Oh no. God, if someone else had it plugged into their garage and I walked into that garage, I would know it immediately.
Would you?
I would be like, that's my... Well, first of all, it's covered in SCB stickers, so that would be a bit of a giveaway.
Right, okay.
Yeah, because that was the other thing. Like, we get all these, like, if you buy coffee from Carlin Brothers Mercantile, it comes with a sticker.
Isabel Designs.
Yeah, that Isabel Designs. And I'm always like, I want to like have a way to collect these or something to do with them. And I had come to the conclusion that I was just going to put them on my garage fridge because like, this would be like it's a giant, big open canvas. So it'll give it some character and I'll be able to like look back and see all the old stickers or whatever.
Now I'm starting to think, Jay, that somebody definitely took it because they were like, wow, collectible fridge.
Collectible fridge. Exactly.
One of one.
It even had stickers from the old people on it. So, you know.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. So really, really different kind of fridge out there. I would definitely spot it. But now all those stickers are gone. And now the new fridge is like nice and clean. And I'm like, do I want to?
You want to muddy those waters?
I want to muddy those waters with more stickers.
This is a big question because it's like, it's like all it takes. Like there is like one piece of adhesive paper that costs no more than 23 cents that could be the first sticker.
Right.
Placed upon this fridge, and what that does will dictate the life of this fridge.
Yeah,
you know,
because it would certainly start attracting more stickers.
It definitely what happens when you put stickers on one thing.
It is.
They attract more. Right.
I had a this is so funny. This is like a problem I've had so many times with different things in my life. Where at my first house that me and Beth bought and lived at together, I had the room that had been added over the garage had this one particular big hole in it that had used to be a window to the outside. But now it was just a window into this room.
Right.
So they just put like a board there. But if you were in the living room, you would look on the wall and you would still see the window.
Right.
But
yes.
There was nothing behind it.
Right.
Right. So there was just a board there, and I painted that, and that became my sticker board because it had so many stickers, and I was like, now I have somewhere to put it, and it was so exciting every time I got a sticker. And then this is the same thing with the pins. It was like, for some reason, I'd always wanted to have them.
Yeah.
But I didn't have anywhere to put them. I would just have them, and then they would just be, you know? And dude, at long last, the Pluto stuff clicked into place, and now, boom!
Boom! I'm going to get you like a Yeti cooler or something for your birthday, because it seems like you need something that you're not going to, like, part ways with at some point in time. You have a Yeti cooler.
I have a Yeti cooler, and it has stickers on it.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes. I will say, it's like the top of it is like a very rough surface.
Yeah.
So it's like they don't stick well to it.
Right. You got to do it like on the glossy parts.
Yeah, do it on the glossy parts.
The
glossy parts. But it's like it's a small Yeti cooler, so there's not as many glossy parts.
Ah, so you don't have a room.
Yeah.
So, exactly. I mean, because it just seems to me like you're adorning all of these things with so many of life's favorite memories.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're just like letting them go by the curbside.
I guess so.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, this one, that wasn't even a consideration. It was such an obnoxious fridge.
You don't miss it.
I don't miss it even one bit.
Wow.
No. Even the stickers. Gone. See ya.
How do you think that makes it feel?
I don't care.
Got it. So y'all exited on good terms.
Exactly.
There's no comeback for this relationship.
There's no comeback at
all. Y'all were not on a break.
When I put it by the curb, I put it face down.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Face down on the ground.
Wow. I mean, you sent a clear message.
I sent a clear message. I thought about putting the paint cans in it. Dude, surprise!
That would have been amazing. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Two birds, one stone. Gotta get rid of these things, man.
Oh, that is the funniest thing.
The garage has been fighting back, though. Like, certainly after we cleaned it, it was like, once you cleaned it, it was like, this is so nice, except for this noise pollution fridge.
Yeah.
And then promptly, Ben, the way a garage door works is that basically there's, you know, a little lever that just runs on a track on the ceiling, and it pulls it forward and shut. And that lever is attached to a piece of metal, and that piece of metal is screwed to the garage door, and it's just on like a little, you know, hinge, and it pulls it. And promptly, it just sheared right off. So
off the garage door?
Yeah. So now my garage door opener doesn't work.
Wow.
It's really well, it works. The track system moves, and I believe I can screw it back in. It shouldn't be that hard.
Okay.
I think I've got the screws still, and there's even spots for other holes, which also makes me think, like, maybe the reason it broke is because there were supposed to be 6 screws in here, and someone only put 4. But
that could be it.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, it's just frustrating.
It is. No, I understand. I understand. It definitely. I mean, there is like, it is unbelievable to me how often it is like you're barely fixing things faster than the other things are breaking.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
It's sort of like you're staying ahead of the curve. I'm stuck on curves now.
Yeah. Just like my fridge.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. You're staying ahead of the curve just ever so barely.
Ever so barely.
It's just, there's just a wake of destruction behind you.
Exactly. Exactly. But in the meantime, Ben, I think I talked about this in an After the Final Pop recently, but I got ChatGPT to, we heard about, or Beth saw on Instagram about this, but we took a picture of our bedroom and asked it to like decorate the bed. Like, can you help us conceptualize decorations for the room?
Yeah.
And it did. And we basically just took all of its advice.
You're like, sold.
Like, sold. Sold. I think this is so the problem I always have. Because, like, anytime we want to do anything in our house, it's like, well, we need to, like, figure out, like, what's our style? What do we like? What do we not like? Or whatever. And it's so hard to picture what you want in there.
Right.
And you can just, like, take a picture and be like, yo, AI, make this look nice. And, like, if you don't like the style, you can just tell it to do another style. And, you know, it'll just do it. But it put, you know, the $40 painting above the bed, which I did, which looks good.
It does.
We got some other like side paintings to go with it. We're getting like new lights to go on the sides, and like, and the big thing was we got a rug to put in the room, which was exciting. You helped me put it in.
Yeah, this is a weird problem is like when you've got like, cuz you guys have a king size bed. So figuring out how to make the bed exit the floor so that you can put the rug underneath it without basically dismantling literally all parts involved.
Right, without doing that, but also without ever standing that you can't stand on the rug while you're doing it either.
Also true.
Because then the rug won't move.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a very unwieldy process.
It was an unwieldy process, but we had, you know, five of us up there doing it. And, yeah. And we got it done.
And it, I will say, it looked really good.
It did.
I was honestly like, you know, it's funny because my house is probably a full like 70 years older than your house. Mm-hmm. And I'm like standing in your bedroom. I'm just like, this is so much more comfortable. Like I was like, it is remarkable to me that you and I, like we made this joke about something else earlier this week, but like, it is remarkable to me that like we have the same friends, we have the same job, we hang out together all the time. Mm-hmm. We had practically the same upbringing. We're only 21 months apart. And like, we leave every night and I'm like, we are going to distinctly different places.
distinctly.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, this is like waking up in like the Ritz-Carlton. and I'm at like,
I don't know about that.
And I'm at like a Days Inn.
A Days Inn over there.
Yeah.
No, your house is very well decorated.
Well, I mean, and I think that like, you know, it's the bedroom in particular, I think, is where it's just sort of like, it's a square room with low ceilings.
There you go, and
popcorn ceilings.
Oh
to boot.
No!
Yeah,
wow,
yeah, it's glorious. But yeah, so I was just standing there, and I'm like, "Dang, okay, okay, all right, this is nice." Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was impressed with your house.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, yeah, cool, yeah. Cool.
It seems very comfortable.
Yeah, we got new lamps to mount on the wall above the nightstands that I'm going to have to install this weekend.
Are you excited about that?
I am excited about that because I feel like that's like the final step for that half of the room.
Are you going to pipe the cords through the wall?
Part of it is that it comes with like little gold like cord channels. Coverings.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like just, it's that part is built into taking care of itself.
Nice.
Yes. Hopefully. And it's not going to be like a giant pain in the butt or anything. So we'll see.
Why would it be a pain?
Why would it be in the pain in the butt? I'm sure something will happen.
It will absolutely be 100% straightforward and there will be no issues.
There'll be no issues. I'll be done in probably like 10 minutes or something. Who knows?
I bet 10 minutes.
That's I bet 10 I, minutes. Exactly.
That's what I was thinking too.
I know. Yeah. It's exactly the kind of task that shouldn't be that hard, but you know, there will be a few frustrating pieces. And then to make matters worse, there will be three kids interfering.
Yes,
the entire time.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. That is definitely the big thing. It's like so many of the things. I think that there's literally a video at some point in time early in Addie's life where I am like walking, mowing the lawn with one hand while holding her hand and just walking back and forth and doing the entire process of mowing with one arm.
With one arm.
Because she was just like, well, I want to go hang out with Daddy. And it was like, well, yep. Sure.
Yep.
I mean, you know, we'll keep you away from the mower blade.
Yeah.
You know, but I guess we're doing this.
Yeah.
Actually, I also had a very similar experience. Did I talk about installing my headlights? I can't remember if this was a conversation that we had or not.
I don't know. I know that you and I have privately talked about it at least.
Yes.
Okay. By privately, I mean off the pop. But
off the pop. Yeah. We had
a really private conversation about Ben installing his headlights.
We did. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I won't go into too much intricate detail, but I went through the process of rewiring everything that needed to be rewired in order to have LED headlights instead of halogen headlights. And I replaced like the whole physical assemblies, which required taking off like the front end of the vehicle. And I was so proud of myself because I was like, I'm like rocking and rolling and this is all working and it's all like clipping exactly where I need it to. And at some point in time, I don't exactly know what happened, but I had wired two things incorrectly to the point where when I would go and turn on my flashers, every single light in my car would all flash.
Oh, wow.
So it was like everything was like wop, 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 wop. And I was like, well, that's
well, not now it. I can't drive at all.
That can't be right.
Right.
But then it was also like, it's like one of those problems where it's like being too far into a Sudoku problem and realizing you made a mistake like 15 ago when it's like, oh no.
Wait a minute.
How many other things have I used the wrong information?
Exactly. It's like I used one number as justification for 10 other answers.
Yes, yes. Now I'm very far down a slippery slope.
Right.
I'm just going to have to go and find my eraser and start from the beginning. Except that's not how it works with car parts. But eventually I got it all taken care of and they work.
Oh,
they're glorious. Yeah. So anyway, now I'm on a total fix my truck up kick.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, you know, you're going to the beach soon, so
I know. I'll have tons of time. time. Instead of laying out there, I can go and work on my vehicle in 90 degrees.
I know. Yeah. Right. Yeah. What a great time.
No better way to do it.
No better time to do it at all. Yeah.
Plus, that sandy sea breeze. What exactly. Better for electronics?
Exactly. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It'll work the first try. Yep. Yeah. Everyone's going to have fun. Really? And then they'll come out and they'll really appreciate the higher quality sound.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And they will let me know. They're like, wow, this is better.
You're going to be like, you know what? This was extremely time well spent. Right. Thank you for spending your time doing this.
But here's the thing, though, is that it's like, I mean, the weekends are too short. You know, there's not enough time to get all this stuff done. You're running around. You're going to the skate center to do birthday parties. You know, inevitably at this point in time, the family's so big, it's like someone's birthday every other weekend.
There's always a birthday or a Mother's Day or a something, you know,
or a something. Yeah. So
yeah, this is like without even that many sports games happening. I feel like that's going to be happening real soon.
What do you mean sports games?
Like there's going to be like kids have baseball games or kids have soccer games or basketball games or whatever, you know?
Yeah. And this is where, have you ever seen the TV show Parenthood?
I have seen it.
I've seen a lot of it, but not all of it. I haven't seen all of it either. But I oftentimes felt like whenever like, you know, Max had a soccer game or something, the whole family was there to like watch.
Yeah.
And I was sort of like, is that what we're going to do? Are we going to be that family that's like, it's like, you know, like Luke's having a soccer game and it's like, yeah, we roll mad deep. There's like 15 of us here for this.
Yeah. We are poised to be able to do it, you know?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it could have. I feel like it was almost a running joke in that show sometimes that like they'd be watching the game and like people would just keep showing up.
Yes,
and they'd be like, "What are you doing here? What is this a soccer game? You think I was going to miss this or you know?"
Yeah.
Like, I heard you were here. I needed to talk to you about a thing. Yeah.
Right.
What do you call that? A call, ref? Yeah.
Opportunity for the plot to progress.
Exactly.
It's just like how in Friends they're always at like the coffee shop and it's like, what do you guys do for work?
I know. Yeah. Like,
how lucky are you that you all live with like one block from your apartments?
Exactly. I know. Like, well, I mean, what, four of them literally live across the hall from each other. So
yeah, well, there's that.
That works out pretty nice.
But then what about
the majority
Phoebe?
Of the plot? Yeah, Phoebe. Who knows where Phoebe lives most of the time?
Who knows?
Yeah, with her roommate, Denise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a name I could have pulled.
Exactly.
Anyway.
That's the joke that episode. Phoebe's like, or like, Rachel needs a place to live. And she's like, Phoebe, why don't I come live with you? She's like, well, that'd be great, but I already have a roommate. And they're like, no, you don't. Like, Denise, I talk about her all the time.
I'd be like, now that you mentioned it, I do remember, but it's funny I forgot.
Yeah,
when that's the whole
that's
point.
The joke exactly.
Oh man,
and then Ross moves across the street eventually into ugly naked guy's apartment.
Naturally,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. They're all right there, and then Phoebe's somewhere, yeah,
off the distance.
Exactly.
All right, transition.
Transition.
Popcorn Culture is sponsored by Shopify. I remember back in ye olden days of. Old, if ye wanted to peddle your goods, you had to load up the wagon and trade a satchel of peaches to the millers down the road yonder to borrow Betsy and drag your wares into the town to conduct business. 'Twas the year 2005. And then came Shopify, and then just 12 short years later after that, a pair of young Super Carlin brothers found themselves on the cutting edge of something new. Coffee. Okay, coffee isn't that new, but it was for us at the time, and we needed the place to sell. How do you even build a website, take payments, calculate shipping, and track sales? It's too much to wrap your head around while also trying to refine your product and design your packaging, but fortunately, Shopify came to our rescue. In no time, we were off to the races, not just with a website and a cash register, but with a business partner. Shopify refines data to make better informed decisions and is like a marketing department all in one. They can help you easily create email and social media campaigns just like that. Y'all, turn your business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/poppop. Go to shopify.com/poppop. That's all lowercase. One last time, shopify.com/poppop.
Popcorn Culture is sponsored by Mint Mobile. Summer is almost here, you guys, and Mint Mobile has a sizzling hot take. So forget the summer bod. It's time to work on your savings bod. Yeah, that is right. This season, we're talking skimpy wireless bills. Racy, right? And forget about biceps. We're talking swole wallets this summer with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. You can bulk up your bank account without breaking a sweat or the bank. So here's the thing. We cover it a collectible. And sometimes price is an indicator of quality. But when we switched to Mint Mobile, I noticed exactly what you want to notice when it comes to a wireless plan, which is nothing. It just works. So say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. This year, you can skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/poppop. That's mintmobile.com/poppop. Upfront payment of $45 for a 3-month 5-gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, Jim, have an existential crisis.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. And it's big time.
Tell me about it.
Okay, all right, I shall. Cracks knuckles audibly. Okay, so today we sat down to record a video that I can't, I mean, you. If anybody watches the video, you'll be able to see the discomfort in both of our eyes. But
it was discomfortable.
It was discomfortable for Super Carlin Brothers. So we've been trying out this new formula for a new kind of show called, like where we go through and we react to some of our older fan theories. And it's sort of like, it can be fun because like a lot of times we're like multiple sets ago, or it's kind of like our hairstyle has changed, or, you know, it's kind of like, aha, like whatever. But everything we've done so far for the React videos have been for videos that were very successful, and also for the most part, like, were impressed with the arguments that we made back in the day.
Right.
So then we were like, okay, what if what we do is we go through and we react to our first ever 5 Harry Potter videos, which took place during the first ever year of Super Carlin Brothers, where we had what we called Harry Potter week.
Yes.
And it was just basically like, you know, we were having so much trouble coming up with like a new idea every day for the entire year. And so it was like, okay, let's give ourselves a theme. And that's like a week's worth of like runway. So we have like a subject to talk about. But at that point in time, we were not like
Harry Potter tubers at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We weren't Harry Potter potatoes.
Yeah.
That joke never gets old. Yeah. So like we're going through, and the idea is to like, they're so short that we can watch 5 of them. So it ended up being on a week where I had 3 video uploads and you had 2 video uploads. And I think that if you added, all 3 of my views together, the 3 combined does not equate to 1 of your videos' views.
Okay.
Yours were so much better that they had like 500,000 to 750,000 views, and mine had like 17,000.
Okay.
So it was hilarious, the disparity. But like, I'm going back and watching this version of myself that like is so radically different than who I am today as a person that I am like, this can't even be me. Like this doesn't make sense. The way my voice comes out of my face is different. The way that my mouth moves is different.
I did notice that the way your mouth moved was different.
Yeah.
Like you talk like you were talking more like out of the side of your mouth in the videos.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I was like, I wasn't like pointing it out, but it was, yeah. Now that you're bringing it up,
it's like, I'd be like,
you're like voice, your mouth moved different.
Why did it do that?
I don't know.
Who is that person?
I mean, that was you, man. I don't know. It
can't be.
Were you like ashamed of that's who you were? Or do you feel like, is there a part of you that's like, wow, look how much I've grown?
No. Well, yes. I mean, absolutely. There is that. Like, I think that, like, there's a part of me that is like, okay, there's no two ways about it. Like, you have flexed this muscle for so long. You have worked out this muscle for so long that you have gotten good at it, like, to the point where it can be your job.
Right.
And to the point where it doesn't bring me, like, daily angst to go into it. And mm-hmm. so the thing that I could, like, look into that me's eyes and know is that, like, that me was just constantly scared. Like, it was, like, so very uncomfortable with what I was doing. And, like, I've known before, like, that year one Super Carlin Brothers was like a difficult task for me to, like, do.
Right.
And I think we've always kind of, like, you know, as we've continued to, like, retell the origin story,
right,
of the beginning and everything, it's always sort of like, oh yeah, like, you know, I needed a roommate and Jay wanted a partner for Super Carlin Brothers and so it was born. And, you know, it kind of sounds like quaint when you describe it like that.
Right.
But then, like, when you're witnessing it, like, in real time, it's like, okay, this is odd, because I don't really see myself in there at all.
Right.
You know, and it's like the every single thought that I had was so like you can't even call it half baked. Like, it was like 1/16th baked. It's like, these are not points. You're not saying anything. Like,
right.
Like, what is going on? Like, what, you sat down and you thought this was good enough to put on the internet? And I guess, to be fair, it was like, I didn't really think anybody would watch it. You know, and I mostly was, like, fulfilling an obligation,
mm-hmm.
you know, so there was that kind sure. of for it. But I'm like, it's like sending me into these, like, weird flashbacks. Like, I've actually been having, like, reverberations all day since listening
really?
To it. Yes. Like I was texting Alice about it. I'm like really weirded out about this because it's so strange. Cause even, like, when I recall aspects of who I was in high school, like, I never would have regarded myself as like a, you know, a popular kid or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think I had my, like, you know, friends, and I felt like I had some measure of, you know, charisma or charm or something,
right,
to bring to the table. Like, I felt like I was somebody who could say something and the class might laugh.
Right.
You know, like, it wasn't. But this was like, dude, this person can't put together two thoughts and make it, like, sequence into anything. And I'm doing it right now. I'm like, I'm falling back into the pits. I'm like, what?
No,
what?
You're not.
Yeah. But so I was like, what happened? Like, how? Because it was during a period of time. It was during a stretch of my life where things weren't necessarily great. I would say.
Okay.
Like, you know, I've told the story before on the pop about how, like, closing out of, like, my high school year, you know, you're trying to be on top of the world to the tune of, like, you've completed high school. Everybody's telling you how far you're going to go. I sort of had, like, my run in with the judicial system, so to speak.
Right.
And, you know, had to, you know, a restricted license and probation and weekend in jail and community service and, like, all the things that came with that. And, like, I can look back on that period of time in my life and know that I regretted everything that had to do with it, that I was, like, really embarrassed, that I was really ashamed of, like, you know, like, what had, like, transpired.
Right.
I was like, man, this was, like, really, really tough. But then, like, it's almost like you adapt to the low self-esteem that, like, came from that to the point where, you, like, it redefined who I was as a person.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was like, I was almost like, did it suck all of, like, the positive energy out of this kid and just, like, leave a husk of a person behind?
Right.
You know, because it's like, I mean, that's, like, what I felt like I was seeing.
Yeah.
You know, and then I sort of go through some of, like, the other major events. Like, when I was in college, I sort of had, like, a falling out with, like, my main group of friends, which sort of meant that, like, I went through college, like, without a really great core group of friends. Like, mm-hmm. I never really, like, it happened, like, during, like, the first semester of college.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a weird situation.
Yeah. Never really came back from that. And then I think I got out of college and it was kind of like the same thing. You know, they're sort of like, hey, the world is your oyster, go achieve, be great. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, like, at all.
Right.
And so it's like, you know, and then what I did was, like, I was doing my aquarium job, obviously, at the time, which I think I was doing a reasonably good job at. And,
yeah.
And going in and finding top people in the field to learn from and try to grow and, you know, like adapt to what they were doing. But I mean, that by itself was drinking from a fire hose. And I just didn't, I mean, I didn't exactly feel like I had like, you know, lightning on my shoulders or rockets under my feet or anything.
Right.
And then it was just a very humbling experience doing early Super Carlin Brothers. And I'm like, goodness gracious, this kid was just like an empty toothpaste tube.
Just like, just squeezed out.
Just nothing was left.
Right.
Like, it's like, because I know I have things to say. Like, you know, so many things we talked about in early popcorn culture were things that hailed back to early Super Carlin Brothers, but we're able to like articulate them better and discuss them more conversationally. And I feel like I have a better grasp of the world now than I did then.
Sure.
But.
Well, what do you feel like, you know, do you feel like a full, you know, tube of toothpaste again?
I would say much more so.
Yeah.
Much more so. Like, I mean, I'm very proud of like, you know, the life that I think I've been able to have and, you know, work with you to build around ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I think that there's been like a ton of, there is a lot to be proud of. There is a huge amount of distance traveled from those early days. But I think the thing that gives me like the most anxiety is almost like, I mean, it's crazy, but it's almost like, I think Super Carlin Brothers may have like saved my life.
Oh, really?
I think because like, I think it,
were you like that depressed?
I have felt depressed where I feel sad and I've gone through like huge stages of what feels like sadness, depression, anxiety, those types of feelings. When I go back to that era of my life, there's nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't, and so, it, I mean, that's strange too, because it's like, to feel sadness is still to feel.
Right.
That period of time was nothing.
This is like, it's like Riley at the end of Inside, when she's like on the bus, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like the emotions like left.
Right.
You know, like there was nothing. There was nothing up there, you know, like pulling the levers or pushing the buttons or anything.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I mean, it's crazy because I mean, I've known that those videos were out there. Like we've always sort of like I've always remembered like my first video where it's like, what's up, Jay? You know, it's been.
Yeah.
And like, and I knew my first video especially was bad because I just didn't know what I was doing. Like technically.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think that it had ever occurred to me just how like limited I had become in like my range of thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if it was like discomfort with the medium that I was interacting with, which could have been the case.
Could have been,
like,
yeah.
You know, go put anybody in a highly uncomfortable situation and they're not gonna be performing to their outer limits.
Right.
But holy crap, dude. You know, like I think it's just, you're like, if this thing hadn't sprung, like if the Pixar theory hadn't exploded, if these like little things hadn't injected me with like these small pieces of like self-esteem that helped me like reinflate my personality, then it's like, what would have happened?
I mean, I don't know. I think eventually you either would have like graduated out of the like doing the aquarium maintenance or else like spread, like, you know, acquired a big enough client list that it was significantly more successful.
Sure.
You know, cause I want to say at the time that was a much bigger focus because like it was more of like your full-time gig that it was like trying to acquire new clients was more of like the business model.
Yes. And it definitely was.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no two ways about it that like when you go, like I was literally trying to build two separate towers at the same time. And one of them felt like, you know, because I had been doing aquarium stuff since I was like 12, you know, one of them, I just felt much more qualified to be participating in. I knew more about it. I had more, I had more contacts. It felt like, I, even though it wasn't a lot of money, I had an income from it. Whereas, like, you know, making videos and stuff was not something I had ever particularly sought out to the extent that we would ultimately pursue it at.
Right.
You know? And so I think that, like, probably if I was using my full brain space every day, I'd probably like hit my limiter at the end of every day, which I think was being pressed down.
Yeah.
You know, like if my max potential is 100, then I feel like on my best day, I was hitting 25 back then.
Right.
You know, like it just like the ceiling just, I couldn't get it to like lift up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I couldn't get enough traction to get confidence that I was like doing a good job and like this is working, and the feedback loop was never complete, you know.
Right.
Like it was just a constant spiral. It was just an eye-opening experience for something that I thought was going to be cringy, for something I thought was going to be like funny. I was like man, I am like wearing this a little bit right now.
Right, like you really like had more of a like in like a introspective look at like who you were.
Yeah. I mean, and it's very curious. I mean, like it kind of makes me want to go back and like listen to early episodes of like Popcorn Culture, because I know that I've again changed quite a bit since 2019 when we started this.
Right.
You know, and we're not terribly far away from the pop being like the 50% point in our lifespan of doing content creation on the internet.
Boy, that's weird to think.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, started in June of 2012, is Super Carlin Brothers.
Yeah.
And then Popcorn Culture was December of 2019. And here we find ourselves coming up on June of 2025.
Well, it is weird because I went like full time in Super Carlin Brothers in 2015. And you're right. So we started Popcorn Culture in 2019. So that would have been like that. I think it would have been 4 years and like 2 months almost to the day that we had not been doing Popcorn Culture, but had gone full time. And so since then, it has been longer than that, at least full time, that we've been doing Popcorn Culture.
Crazy.
That's crazy. Because it feels like we just started doing this.
I know. Like a lot of times it's like, well, this is still like one of our new things.
I know. It's like Popcorn Culture still feels like very new. But I guess it's not.
I guess it's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
although anyway. Ben, actually, here's a fun thing.
Okay.
I was on the Reddit today seeing if anyone had, if there's any good posts from the Little Kernels on there. And someone had gone through with, I guess, some sort of AI analyzer, notebook LM analysis. And they had fed it like the first 100 episodes or something and asked it to like categorize our conversation topics.
Oh my gosh.
For the pop.
That
so
is fascinating.
It is fascinating. So this is, I can give you, it broke it down first into like some broader categories and then into like really like categories inside of those. So these are just the basic categories that we talked about in the first 100 episodes were language and communication, food and drink, humor and jokes, personal habits and experiences, that makes up most of it.
Okay.
If you can imagine.
Yes, I absolutely can.
Pop culture and entertainment, what the show was supposed to be about. So that makes up a much smaller portion. Science and nature, that's only two in there. Podcast specifics, technology and innovation, relationships, and finance and economics. And those last four are all basically just their own categories because they only have like one sub in them.
Okay.
Yes. But so, let's see. Let's go to personal experiences and habits and see what some of the things we talked about in year one were.
Okay, this is so interesting.
Guess what the first one was?
Camping.
Self-doubt. I don't know if these are in any particular order, but I think it's just funny that that's the top.
That's my brand, guys. Yeah. That's my brand.
Self-doubt. There was passion for breaking candy. I have no idea what that is about.
Literally none whatsoever.
Yeah.
Breaking candy? Ranking candy.
Oh, ranking candy.
We did talk about that. Okay. That
okay, so that's the podcast mishearing us. Gaslighting. All right. Building dams in a creek.
Okay.
I'm trying to think like what we have talked about of that for.
We've talked about that last week.
Did we?
I believe so.
We did. But this would be in the first 100 episodes. I remember When I was a kid, my friend Zach had a creek in his backyard.
I know just the one.
And it had a really cool waterfall.
I know just the one.
And it like it had like carved a really nice solid narrow V into it where like it was like shooting out. And it, like that V, like at the top of it, there was a nice like big cupped out section. And that was a great spot to build dams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Well, maybe not because it was so, the water was moving so fast that it was very easy for it to just come over it.
Sure,
but,
sure.
But that is where I did, you know, where I built quite a few.
Could you not slide on that like rock down?
You know, I don't know if you could or not. We didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I recall on one particular occasion because your best friend lived there and then there was a trail that traveled down alongside the same creek for like a quarter mile. And then there was like a hard
big
right
hill.
Hand turn,
yeah.
which went to my childhood best friend's house.
Yes, you're correct.
And so I remember a lot of times, like on snow days, we would like I would be over at that friend, you would be over at this friend, and we would like, you know, go and like walk through the woods or whatever. But I remember I fell into that creek.
Oh no.
And then walked all the way back to my other friend's house. And by the time I got
in the
there.
Snow?
In the snow.
Wow.
It was like the beginning of like Christmas Vacation where like the daughter walks up and she's like supposed to be looking at the tree and the mom's like, she can't see it. Her eyes are frozen shut.
Right.
And I was like, that was me that day. Like I was.
Yeah. It's one of those situations as a kid where like suddenly things are really bad, but like there's no adults around to fix it. And you just sort of have to deal with it.
You're just like, well, I guess I solved this now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, it would horrify me now if there was ever a day where Addison, like, cause I couldn't have been more than like 7 or 8 years old when this happened.
Right.
If she was that age or Luke, who is 7, is going to be 8 this year. Like if he came back and told you like, yeah, I walked like a half mile in the freezing temperatures, completely soaking wet. You're like, right. What?
What? What
don't,
happened?
Don't do that.
I know. I know. I was like, I can't even imagine a situation where he's like out of my sight so much that that could happen.
True.
You know, it's like parenting is so different, you know, now that there's stuff like that. You're just like, am I over? Are we like overprotective now? It's like, yeah, I used to just like run around. You know?
That's the thing. I mean, it wouldn't have even surprised me if we did not tell this friend's parents that we were leaving the house. It was just like, yeah, we're going to go play in the snow. We got all of our stuff. We're like, you know, we'll be back when we come back.
We'll be back when we come back, man. All right. See ya. All right. So anyway, I guess that happened. Sorry. It sounds like a cold experience.
Oh, it was okay. I mean, you know, I made it.
You made it.
Yeah.
You know, you made it. Let's see. Wishing to live in interesting times. I remember that conversation.
I remember that conversation too. That is an interesting one. It comes from the phrase like, may you live during interesting times, which is, it sounds positive. However, it is like the sort of like, zoom-backed version from history would suggest that interesting times typically are tumultuous, which is what makes them interesting. It's like what means they landed a mark like in history books.
Yeah.
And oftentimes things that put you in history books are intense.
Well, I would say we're living in interesting times at the moment.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Shirt fit issues. No idea.
Got nothing. This is suggesting that we talked about this that much.
Well, I don't know. At least once, I guess.
At least once. Okay.
Yeah.
Shirt fit issues.
This is a really long list. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. So am I taking way too much time on each?
No,
of
it's
these
fine.
Items?
We don't have to go through the whole thing or by anything. I'm just trying to see if these spark anything.
No, I know. I know. Yeah. I mean, the thing I would say about shirt fit is like underarm sweat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so I like a neat fitting shirt, maybe like a trim looking shirt like I'm wearing right now. But a lot of times I think it puts the fabric so close to your underarm that it's like you're not giving it enough room to breathe.
Yeah.
And so then it just sort of starts to like seep.
I don't know what mine is. Whenever we're out on like trips or sometimes on tour, we will, you know, it's fun to do like a jumping picture.
Oh, naturally.
Yeah. It's super fun. I don't know what is different about the way my body shape and or shirts are versus yours. But whenever we do a jumping picture, inevitably my shirt will be up and you can like see my stomach.
Like your underbelly.
Yeah. Like there. And yours is never visible at all.
Huh.
I don't know if it's like the kind of shirts you're wearing, if it's like just our different physiques or the way I'm jumping. Or I don't know.
You got to put magnets on the bottom of your shirt and then also like in your pockets.
And yeah, right. Apparently I do. Yeah. I don't know. That's my, when I read shirt fit issues, that's what makes me think of ice plans.
Ice plans.
Making clear ice maybe.
making clear ice, or the other thing I would think would probably be doing like ice baths.
Oh,
back then,
right?
I feel like that could have. I don't even know if that would have been when I started doing that. Ice plans. I'm trying to think of because this would have been the first year of the first.
I mean, the first culture. 2 years, I guess.
Okay. Oh, maybe then. Maybe it's possible.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Avoiding rejection.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah. Man. Yeah. I've gone through a myriad of different, like, you know, self-diagnoses. And the fear of failure and or rejection, I think, is like one of those. It's like the guitar issue. It's like, I can't pick up the guitar because, like, what if I'm not good at it?
Right.
And it's like, yeah, but you'll never know unless you do it. Yeah, but what if it goes badly? It's like, then you'll deal with it.
Right. Yeah. Like, but if I don't pick it up, then I can't be rejected by it. So
that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I even think, like, I have this, like, great fear towards karaoke. And it's like, I don't even know if the concern is standing in front of people and singing. It's like, I think that there's a huge part of me that wants to be good at singing.
Yeah.
And so what I want to be able to do is get up and have people like respond positively.
Right.
And if they don't, it will be so mortifying because it will like ruin this dream.
Right.
So
like right now it's still possible.
Right now it's still possible that I could be really good at singing.
Yeah.
And none of us know.
Yeah. But if we find out that it's not true, then it'll be such a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, this is funny. Subwoofer history is in here.
I watched a subwoofer installation video last night.
And you still haven't put them in your car.
I still haven't put them in my car, but maybe I've got those vacations coming up.
You got those coming up.
Maybe it's due course.
Weekend with kids alone. It's probably about me, I guess.
Almost certainly has to be. Yeah. For the first couple of years. I think I do remember that you had a weekend where Beth was going, like, maybe to, like, the Bahamas or something with, like, a group of friends.
Oh, yeah. There was, like, a bachelorette party out there.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like everybody kept being like, dude, are you going to be okay? Like, how you feeling? Like, you know, weekend alone with the kids. And I feel like you were like, I've got it.
Yes.
I'm their dad.
Yes. Like, why is everyone so concerned?
Right.
Oh, man. Let's see if any other thing. Breakup bods.
Breakup bods. Oh, yep. Man.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Have you ever had a breakup bod?
Nope. I don't think so.
No. I would say that for the longest time, I would have like, and I suspect what my take was back then was probably something along the lines of like, shouldn't it be more like the goal to try to like, you know, like the person you like, the person you end up with, like, you know, like, do it for them.
Right.
You know, if you're not going to do it for yourself, like, cause the idea of a breakup bod would be like to renewed confidence, increase, attractiveness.
No, breakup bods are about revenge.
Like towards the other person.
Exactly. It's like, oh, you broke up with me. Well, look what you could have been with.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I've been misinterpreting breakup bods.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably like a two-way street. Like, yeah, you suddenly need to be more attractive to, you know, new people again.
Sure.
But also you want to make the other person feel pretty bad about it.
Well, I've only gone through like one breakup really in my adult life. And I will say that probably during like the 6 month span, like 3 months prior, 3 months after, is probably the most fit I've literally ever been in my life. But it was when I was really into rock climbing. So part of me is like, I think it was just a byproduct of like that obsession.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think who knows?
Could have been. I don't know. I feel like I'm maybe like the most fit I've been in a long time right now. So
Attaway, man.
That's good. Let's see.
Hey, it's because you broke up with the fridge.
Exactly. That's it.
Full circle.
Left it on the curb. That's full right. Circle. Oh my gosh. Neuromermaid. I have no idea what that would be.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know either.
This says jam on narwhal's mnemonic. John.
Oh, wait. No. Jam on narwhal's mnemonic. I feel like this is Barry's Energize. Do you remember this?
Oh, I do. You're right. Jam on narwhal. Barry's Energize something. And something.
Just actually. Oh, gosh. I can't remember what it is. This was like what is it called when you, like an acrostic.
Yes. The acrostics. We were going to do an acrostic poem and we didn't really do that.
And all right. So look, if I search Barry's Energize, I wonder. Okay. Ben mentioned Barry's Energize. Never mind. Jam actually means immediate nausea.
That's Benjamin.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Benjamin.
Got it.
Yeah.
There you go. Very fun. And then let's see, getting things done for the wrong reasons, coffee consumption definition, favors and debt. These all sound like us.
Yeah, they do. Has anything changed?
Oh, wait. This one says mustache contemplation.
What? No. What? Way.
No. Okay. We're going to some. Did we talk about this? Or maybe it was you. Maybe it was me.
I mean, who's to say? Like, I mean, I would have technically had a mustache on my face.
You would have.
At that point in time. But I remember in year one, I did the year one of the pop, that is. I did the yeard, or I was going to do the yeard.
Yeah.
Because I think I introduced that because I had discovered that Alice was pregnant. And right. I was sort of like, haha, I'm going to start growing my beard for as long as she is growing a human.
Right. It's the same.
It's the same. We're both going through things. It's not the same.
You think you've got problems? My face is a little itchy.
Oh, man. That would not get you anywhere good fast. Okay. Well, this is interesting. So we need to find out whether or not you had a mustache contemplation. So if anybody has just like finished a power listen of
the pop.
Of the pop. Yeah, yes. Let us know if you know which episode that's in reference to.
That would be hilarious. I would very much want to go back and listen to that because I have no recollection of it at all.
It's going
to
be great for
popcorn. But I do have a mustache now.
Popcorn recultured.
Yes, popcorn recultured. Like, oh, my God, that happened.
Look at that. We got there. Yeah, but like me going through like the like tattoos, you know, then like you eventually do it. Vlogs, I feel like was a big one where it was like, I feel like I want to start one. And then I did. Cause I feel like there was a little while where somebody was like tweeting me every day until I started a vlog or something.
Oh.
I think that was like a thing.
Wow.
That was happening. Like day 375 of tweeting Ben Carlin every day until he starts a vlog.
Well, I guess it worked.
I did it for like 16 episodes, so hopefully it was enjoyable. Anyway, there we go. I think we made it to the end of this week's episode of The Pop.
We did.
Hopefully we are having a great time down at Epic Universe at Universal. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. So tune into next week's episode so that you can hear all of our
adventures.
All of our adventures. Yes, indeed. Otherwise, as always, if you have any feedbacks
for us,
you can send that over to popcornculturepod@gmail.com, or if you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/popcornculture. Otherwise, until next time,
pop pop.
Today's episode was edited by Isabel Chrisley. Vaishon Brandon does our art. Catherine Stein is our production manager, and the show is hosted by me and Jonathan Carlin.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.